directly counter against that argument.
Other comments, questions? The gentleman way in the back in a tan jacket.
Hi, thanks to the panelists. I had, I guess, three quick comments that I wanted to make, and I should just self-identify that I am someone who works on Chinese security issues and speaks and reads Chinese in an effort to do that. Firstly, I completely agree with Professor Waldron's perspective that we need to sort of increase our understanding of the Chinese self-understanding. At the same time, in the process of doing that, I don't think we want to forego comparative analysis of what the PLA is trying to do today and what other militaries in similar situations are trying to do. Thus, I think one thing that Minerva could do is not just increase sort of our help fund efforts to increase sort of the understanding that the Chinese bring to bear on military affairs, but also comparative analysis of, say, what the PLA is doing or what the PLA Navy is doing and what the Indian Navy is doing, because that would help us actually identify what is uniquely Chinese and what is common to the process of building a modern naval force. Secondly, just to echo Professor Cole's point, I couldn't agree more that training in language is imperative, but at the same time, we also need to train future graduate students in security studies, right? We need to train them sort of in Chinese security studies. So it's not enough just to be able to read Chinese, but you actually need to know something about military operations in a very general sense so that when you go through all the sources that are available, and I agree that they're actually readily available, they're quite easy to obtain in most cases, one needs to know what they're looking for. And one thing I've personally grappled with in my own intellectual development coming to Chinese security studies more from an interest in China than in security is trying to sort of get up to speed on all these military and security issues I just didn't have any background or training in. And so I think it's marrying the language, marrying sort of the investment in sort of language capabilities with an investment in security studies. Finally, I just wanted to say that while it's tempting to sort of come up with the Chinese point of view on a certain topic, we don't want to also overlook the fact that many military issues in China are hotly debated. And I would just point here to the example of nuclear strategy and the debate that has existed probably since the mid-1980s over whether or not China should adopt some sort of limited deterrence doctrine. This has never percolated up to be embraced by Chinese civilian leaders as its nuclear strategy, but there's been great debate within the PLA over this. And so if one is just looking at a certain subset of sources, one might come to the conclusion that China, yes, actually had a preference for a limited deterrent doctrine or some sort of a war-fighting doctrine, when in fact there's a great debate within the PLA and within PLA journals over what strategy China should have. And we need to be very aware that this debate is going on and that one particular Chinese point of view that we find is certainly may not necessarily be an authoritative or representative point of view. Thanks.
That's great. I detect nodding on both sides here. If I can amplify your second observation, which was made by Professor Schmidt in the previous section. I mean, to really do what we want to do really well, as he said, not only do we need to marry the regional expertise with the sort of methodological or analytical tools, but you also need the security study stuff, which is yet another specialty. And I think it's rare to find all three of those in the same person, which argues to the utility of the team or collaborative approach that was explicitly a presumption of the way Minerva was organized.
Could I just add on the security studies point? I sympathize very much, having been a China specialist and then gone to the Naval War College. One of the great failings of American academia, and we've already had quite a cataloging of them from this dais, is that we have really almost nothing as by way of graduate programs that lead a path to the acquisition of real understanding of military issues, security issues, and so forth. Compared, for instance, with England, one of the most prestigious professorships in England is the Chicheley Professorship of War at All Souls College at Oxford, held by Hugh Strawn right now. There is no comparable position in the United States. There is nothing comparable to the Department of War Studies at the University of London. It's odd, but for some reason, we simply have not established that pathway.
Well, we'll call it the Chair of Defense Studies.
All right, Defense or Peace Studies.